April 9th, Saturday of the fifth week in Lent. There's an old saying that goes, when the wagons move, dogs bark. I always found that insightful and consoling when I would run into noisy opposition to efforts to make organizational change. There's always resistance to change, not only in our personal lives and families, but in government, in business, and certainly in the church. Some of it is just inertia and a reluctance to face the inevitable inconvenience and psychological energy that change requires. But a more serious problem is that change on an institutional level often threatens entrenched interests who are asked to cede power and control to make way for new ideas and new participants striving for their fair share of the benefits. We see this played out in today's gospel as the life and mission of Jesus moves decisively toward its fulfillment in his death and resurrection. Jesus has been proclaiming a new kingdom, a kingdom where God reigns, not only over the chosen people of Israel, but over all of humanity, united in faith and love. He backed up this claim with astounding acts of healing and forgiveness, which culminated in his raising Lazarus from the dead. This was the fulfillment of the promise made to Abraham and renewed in Moses and the prophets, a vision of a world united in peace under God's loving guidance, a vision articulated so beautifully by Ezekiel in the first reading. However, those who are called to be guardians of the promise and shepherds of the community to which it was given wanted nothing to do with it. To them, it was a threat. They had worked out an accommodation with their Roman conquerors that allowed the Jewish leaders to keep some of their power and prestige. They were afraid that the recognition that it was God through the chosen Messiah, who was the true ruler, not only of Israel, but of all nations, would destabilize their situation enough that they could lose their comfortable position and all the advantages that came with it. Yet there is no denying God's will. God is at work in our world, building that kingdom, and it will prevail. Indeed, as John implies in today's gospel passage, God will use the murderous opposition of the Jewish leaders and the Romans to bring about the very end that they were determined to prevent. Jesus would die, just as they intended, but that death, offered as an obedient sacrifice to God to overcome our sin, would become the gateway to new life in the resurrection of Jesus and the establishment of the promised kingdom around his person and his body, the church. That work continues today, and it still meets furious opposition from those who want to hang on to their power and privilege and do not want to bow to the true Lord. As Christians, we live in hope of that promised kingdom, and that hope shines most brightly where the opposition is the strongest. Father David Nazar, the Canadian Jesuit who is provincial of the Jesuits in Ukraine from 2002 to 2015 and is now rector of the Pontifical Oriental Institute, recently offered a reflection on the situation in Ukraine in light of the vicious war being waged there by the Russians. This is reported on in America Magazine and is available on their website. Drawing on his intimate knowledge of the Ukrainian people with whom he is still in close touch, he said, and I quote, "Neither for political nor for religious reasons would Ukraine submit to Russian domination. Its people and its churches survived 70 years of Soviet rule with sanguine character and very active underground churches. They will do this again if need be. End of quote. Moreover, according to Father Nazar, the Ukrainian people are strengthened by the insight conveyed in today's gospel that God uses even the most intense and powerful opposition to further God's reign. Father Nazar put it this way, and I quote again, "Ironically, many Ukrainians feel that the conflict with Russia could be the turning point for Russia itself, the occasion of its conversion. If the current expression of Russian authoritarianism can be broken or shown to be undeserving, the people would have a chance to create their own country for the first time in Russian history." End of quote. From the very beginning, powerful forces in league with evil have tried to thwart God's work of establishing the kingdom of peace, encompassing all nations and people of goodwill. They have not succeeded yet, and they never will. This is the promise affirmed in today's readings.